Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Okay, welcome to RIP. Today we have a very special guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is because you're all going to be very quite pleased. A little update. I am covered in poison ivy. Oh, it's oozing. Went upstate, got poison ivy, breaking out all over my body. Stayed up all night, scratching myself to a bloody pulp. It's kind of nice, though, because I've been in a deep depression, dissociating, and nothing to pull you out of that than just open sores all over your torso. So that's what's going on with me. I didn't sleep last night, not for 1 hour, because I was itchy-witchy all night. I'm filibustering until our guest gets here. What else has been going on the road? Feeling okay. That's not true. Things have been pretty bad. But I'm hanging in there. Because you have to. Because your heart keeps beating. And it just makes you... Oh, here he is. Yeah, we're starting right away. We're going right into it.
I hate that.
Oh, my God. Look who it is. Look who it is.
Despise that.
Well, what would you prefer? We'd be here forever?
We'd be here forever, but you know how podcasting works. You show up, you talk shit about somebody.
No, we're going to talk shit.
For 25 minutes, and then you go, okay.
That's what we're doing after.
Now, no, I'm not staying.
You're staying.
No, you get the pregame.
You're staying?
I don't know. This is a tough time. Is this live?
It's live right now, yeah.
What?
No.
No, I mean, like, you know, it's not like, what is it called? Like live, you know what I mean.
No.
Like you can
on?
Like there's people watching.
No
right
way.
Oh, okay,
I would never do that.
Okay. All right.
And you can edit out anything you want.
Okay.
Anything at all.
You look like you've like slimmed down. This like oh, you're like Hollywood Jordan now.
No, I stopped eating sugar because I had a itchy asshole.
Is that a what is that? Is that
Candida? I had an itchy vagina, then it moved to my asshole, then it moved to my lower back, and I looked it up and I said, "Why am I sick all the time? Why do I feel like shit?" Remember how we were sick all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And it said you have candida living in your body. But now, guess what? I have poison ivy all over my body.
What the fuck?
Look at that. It's oozing.
Is that poison?
Come on.
I feel like I've had poison ivy before, and that looks like 28
like?
Weeks later, which is in theaters now. I haven't seen it.
I mean, that's really something, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't even sleep for an hour last night
because
I was
scratching
it.
Yourself.
Oh, yeah. Woke up. Blood in my fingernails.
Well, other than the weird scars and sores, you look good. Slim down.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm in a deep depression right now.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just in it.
Oh.
Dissociation station.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, all things considered, I'm retired. I quit everything.
You quit everything?
At the beginning of the year, yeah. I don't fucking do anything.
What do you do all day?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's awesome.
Do you scroll?
No.
Not scrolling.
That naturally just kind of like stopped. I kind of hit like the same way I stopped drinking. It was like now, yeah. Since I don't have to participate, which I mean, you know, with podcasting, I was already down to what, once a week?
Yeah.
That I need to, but now it's like, it took a while. It took a while to realize like, I don't need to have an opinion on anything. Not that I even like did research or anything before, but. Now it's
but
like,
you have to still have the
I'm
opinions.
Just, I straight up, no, nah, I shut the phone off.
Yeah, but who do you tell, like, for example?
Nobody.
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 You just don't develop it. Epstein, no thoughts?
I don't, yeah.
Just no thoughts.
No matter what, I guarantee you anything I thought, probably somebody else thought. Somebody already did the thinking on that.
Okay, here's what happened to me. I took 2.5 weeks off. Week number one, bliss. Week number two, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
After that week, I started doing bits for my niece.
Yeah, because you're still doing, you know, you're still doing stand-up. When you say you take 2 weeks off, you mean 2 weeks off the phone or 2 weeks off of?
Pretty much everything.
Pretty much everything. Okay.
Just like.
Yeah, I don't really know. The one thing I did notice is that, yeah, even shutting the phone off and walking around, you do realize that there's like really no such thing as like IRL anymore when people talk about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I think none of like the media about like what's it like to be online, why any of that, none of that works because.
It's
still, well, yeah, you still exist within, you know, you can't be objective about the thing from within it.
Well, like almost like being off grid is so.
But being off grid, if that's what I mean. Even if I shut my phone off and I go walk around, being offline is an abstraction that exists in the context of a life that is just online no matter what.
Right. It's no longer choosing life. It's choosing an alternative to life, which is online.
Yeah, and then you walk around thinking like, oh, I'm offline. Well, you're not really. You know that it's there. You can't even really.
And everybody else is in it.
You can't even really turn your phone off.
I know. I tried to leave my phone at home because I've been having a phone meltdown. Yeah, it tells you. And I was like, I need an Uber tonight.
If you go to turn off the iPhone, it'll tell you like, we can still find you, by the way.
The phone is still fine.
We can still. It's not really off. You're just turning the screen off. I'm sure the microphone and camera stay on. You're just like, well, I'm not participating. So you're really just ignoring something.
I lost my phone in Addison,
mm-hmm.
and my ass has never felt weirder. Just not having it on my ass, yeah. Like a gun in a holster.
It feels the same as like. You grew up with network television with the bunny years. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah. And then that was like good. Those were good television watching years, especially, you know,
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Seinfeld and then getting the Simpsons to come in good. With
yeah.
And like network television used to be great. That was big. And it felt like that connected you with everybody. That felt like you were participating in something when you watched network television. And then I don't know if you had like you're probably doing well now, but in like a couple years ago in New York, do you ever get a TV and like see a Best Buy where they have like, oh, that you can get an antenna for your TV.
Oh yeah, of course.
And you try that and there's channels now, but they got rid of UHF and VHF. The FCC got rid of them like probably close to 20 years ago now, maybe like 17 years ago.
What are those? What are
those? Are the broadcast frequencies that they would send network television.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so if you get an antenna now, you're watching a much smaller frequency, but the signal is digital. That's why, like, TV now, you watch it, and you can still watch, like, the CW and Fox, presumably, whatever's on there. But when the signal fucks up, it's not fuzzy. It's, like, you know, it looks like blocky or
digital
interference because it's not an analog signal anymore. And, like, the distinction might be minor, but when I got, like, because I got, like, one of those, they have their, like, leaf antennas or whatever they're called, like, 10
years
ago.
You downgraded to a shitty thing?
No, we just didn't have cable. It was, you know, 10 years ago I was living, you know, with my roommate. I got a little TV for my room. I'm like, oh, let me put an antenna up and see network television. And then it's because it's all digital, it's like, oh, this whatever I'm remembering doesn't exist anymore.
Oh,
this
really?
This is just some, I mean, you can watch the stuff, but it's like it just doesn't. And in the same way that shutting the phone off and going outside, it's like I'm not even really outside. This is not
even the bubble of the TV. Yeah. Being a thing that like differentiated it from your life. Like now it's just flat and the light doesn't reflect off of it. Like remember just having to shut every fucking window in your house so that you could see Seinfeld
because mm-hmm.
it would reflect off and you'd look at your own fat face in the TV.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's all LCD or OLED.
Are you not, you're not doing any, are you off grid?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Are you not?
No, I mean, I try not to because it. That's what I mean. Even that feels like it's within being off grid is still participating. It's like trying to negate the being online thing. So what I do is I just incidentally don't check my phone in the morning and I just leave it at home.
But you've never been an online guy, really?
That's not true. I mean, that's
Instagram?
Maybe not Instagram, but I mean, I didn't like Twitter and stuff. Social media gave me like whatever career I may have had. It was all, you know, it started on Twitter and stuff.
You start on Twitter and then Cumtown?
Yeah. When we started Cumtown, I mean, I had like somewhat of a following on Twitter. I think I had like 40, 50,000 followers or something.
And now you don't have it? I deleted
it. No, that account got banned in 2017.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? What was the final straw?
Something stupid. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I would do a lot of stuff online.
So what do you do during the days? What do you do at night?
I go to sleep. You got to go to sleep. Wow. You can't stay up.
Wow.
That'll drive you crazy.
And you wake up in the morning, you work out?
No, I don't work out. Yeah, I don't do.
What do you do? Are you planting stuff? I'm imagining you picking dead leaves off of plants you're trying to cultivate.
No, I just walk around. I kind of, you know, I go, damn.
Like a Chinese man.
I'm like, it's too hot. Yeah.
You're that guy.
Or not even like a Chinese man. There's more of them than us. So it's like, that's just.
Yeah, but they're walking.
That's just a
man.
They're
walking and living forever.
I did it. Yeah, I walked 20 miles total, but I walked 15 miles the other day.
Just no headphones in?
No, just cruising.
Really?
Yeah. Walked across. I was down. I can't remember because I started the walk on the Lower East Side and I went up Queensboro Bridge. This is what happens when you go right into podcasting. I could have gotten all of this out of the way. Who's tuning into this?
They're listening. They love it.
Okay.
They want to know. Everybody wants to know what's going on with you. People are very curious. Also, you seem way healthier now that you've quit all this shit. Your eyes are straight.
Were they crooked? Were they like, were they fucked up?
One of them would slide.
Would it?
Yeah, I have a sliding eye that sometimes if I'm talking to somebody incredibly boring, my eye will just take off and they'll be like, what's up with this eye? And I'm like, what's up with this conversation?
No one's ever.
Oh, yeah, you had a slidey eye.
Yeah. And what is this place? Where are we?
I don't know.
I didn't realize.
You know what's freaking me out? The wall behind
this
you.
This is like a podcast puppy mill. I didn't know that the podcasts are in this building.
In Gotham? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We Might Be Drunk is in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really weird. You start doing this podcast and then all of a sudden there's like a stack of ads on your. And they're like, read these ads. And you're just like, if you want to purchase poison for your young child, type in promo
code. Who are
these
guys? This is like the company that owns all the podcasts?
I don't know. They just say, come in. I say, okay. They take a cut. I'm not even sure what that is.
And Ian usually sits here?
No. No, Ian is dedicated to the basement forever.
So, this is
Solo Pod.
Oh, this is your podcast.
This is Solo Pod.
Oh, okay.
Remember I switched it? Remember I was like, actually do the Solo Pod.
I didn't know what that meant. I just...
This one, look behind you.
Oh, okay. R.I.P.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And what are these supposed to be, like work pants?
Yeah. They're made by a work pant company.
Yeah.
Really good job. You're a really smart guy.
Well, no, I just... That's the thing. Once you're offline, you know, things start making sense.
You get super smart.
Well, it makes sense. You look at something.
Are you healthier? You feel better about everything? Do you want a kid now?
No. I've always felt that's had something that has to happen accidentally. That's like
it does have to happen accidentally.
Like if I ever had like a Lamborghini, somebody would have to give it to me.
Yeah, but I'm squeegee and come out of these cocks accidentally.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm really... gripping down and going, whoops.
I'm old now. I feel like it'd be weird. I'd be like an old dad. I'm 56.
Oh, yeah. That would be an old dad.
Yeah, yeah. I'm 56 years old.
You look so good for 56.
Thank
it is
you.
Good that you got off.
Oh, I got a little bit of sun.
Yeah.
Recently.
That's good.
I went to the beach for the first time actually went to the beach, not just because I would do this thing over where I would like have one day where I would just drive to Brighton or something and then park my car and then just.
Go
in the water in my underwear and then get back in my car and just like
put your
drive,
socks on
like,
your
sand.
Sandy feet.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Just not. But I went
did that for like.
I went to the beach and had like a beach day. And well, I mean, my cousins bought a house out in Long Island. Her husband bought a house, and they're like, we're right on the beach. And then I went out there. They're not right on the beach. They're 40 minutes away from the beach.
Oh, yeah. People love to say that.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, we're right on the beach.
Man, I bought a house and found like a sick.
It's good for them. I don't want to, you know.
It is good for them. They're really happy.
And they have the kids and stuff. So it's nice, you know, the kids can enjoy. It's very weird watching small children at the beach. Did you go to the beach as a kid ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
How far away? Because you're.
It was a day trip.
It was a
day. It was hours and hours.
It was hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure it was like, I mean, there's something powerful about the ocean when you're like a kid. You're like, oh, wow, this is so. And then I watch, I guess, like my nieces and nephews, and they're all like small children. And it's just like, they're like screaming and crying, and then like one of them lost the juice. They're like, I don't know where the juice went. And then they're like, it's right here. And they're like, okay, you know, and they're fine. And it's like this, it seems like there's just bullshit happening. But like in my memory of when you're that, because everything's just so overwhelming, it's kind of, they're almost like, it's like dealing with somebody that's like on acid, where it seems like they're like, they seem kind of just retarded, but actually they're having a very profound experience.
Because of the ocean?
Well, no, I think that's just what being like two is in general.
I know, but you know what I think? I think getting old is also like acid. I think it's the same thing.
No, it's I have not felt more, I just get more sober.
No, but then it starts to turn. Like my mom the other day said that I had too many teeth in my mouth and I had to remove one to make space for the others.
Wisdom teeth.
No, she just, I smiled and she was like, there's too many teeth in your mouth.
That's not.
You have to take one out.
Everyone has the same amount of teeth.
I know. That's what I'm saying. She's like, and the other day I was like, that was so weird hanging out with your friend. And she was like, yeah, but isn't everything weird?
Uh-huh.
That tree is weird. And I was like,
maybe
your
mom's
acid.
Just stupid. Maybe she's.
If my mom's just really dumb. Yeah. I think she's too smart that she's starting to get a little.
Okay. All right.
I think that's what it is.
Interesting.
Do you think you're getting dumber or smarter?
I don't know. I think I'm somewhere in the middle.
And you're not doing Adam Friedland show at all?
No. Yeah. No, I left in January.
And you've been?
I guess end of January.
Have you been writing stuff?
Yeah, I do that. But for myself. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, in the same way it's like.
You're not having an existential meltdown about people not witnessing you?
No. No, I hate that. No, I always hated that.
Yeah, you always hated stand-up a little bit.
Yeah, I like being funny, but it's like, how do you do that by yourself alone and then still not have to work a job?
I mean, people are doing it with their little front-facing.
Yeah, but that's so awful. That's not by yourself. I mean,
there's something about the way that the screen makes the face when people are telling their opinions that is really damaging to the psyche, the way that they're like talking like that. Yeah. I did it about Sydney Sweeney today.
Did you
see? Sydney Sweeney's a... Did you see that she did the American Eagle ad? And she was like, the ad was her being like, my genes, some people, your genes are given to you by your mother and father. My genes are blue. And everybody was like, white supremacist. Because she said it was good to
because
have.
Because genes? Because of the word genes?
The only thing I do agree with is this robot goes on at the end and goes, Sydney Sweeney has good genes. And then it ends, which does feel a little... Like it's penetrating the, but everybody's lost their mind.
I'm trying to think of the last time an advertisement made me buy something or want to buy something. And the closest I can, remember when Donald Trump worked the drive-thru at McDonald's?
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta get McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it was, but that, like, that did more.
It was the colors, the orange of his skin with the
red. I imagine myself as dead with Down syndrome at the drive-thru being like, thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
It made me, there was something very simple about it.
Simple
and
American.
I don't like Donald Trump. I don't love McDonald's either, but for whatever reason, that worked on me.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's because he looks like whatever the ethereal entity of McDonald's is. He is McDonald.
He does look, if you like combined, I don't
hamburger
know what
meat.
Yeah, Ray Kroc looked like, but him and Ronald would be
really good.
If they had a son, it would be.
It's because you saw the right thing in the right place and it matched and your brain was like,
but I did not.
Good.
I did not get McDonald's. What was it? Do you have, do you have like a big purchase that you have set as a goal and then you work towards?
I bought a house.
Oh, you did? Where?
Upstate by Ithaca.
Oh, okay.
We just got kicked out of there. I found a beautiful swim spot like on the property and we got kicked out because we're white trash.
You got kicked out of your own property?
No, it was like the property over and like usually nobody up there cares, but it was like my mom, her two giant pit bulls, she was screaming at them. My sister with her giant trash sunglasses and her two Pomeranians. My niece who wasn't wearing pants. And me and my dog with the like stupid bullshit sleeve. And the woman came out and was like, you can't be here. And I was like, no, it's totally fine. Remember, I like stopped by and she's like, no, you guys are all. And I was like, oh my God, we're white trash.
Mm-hmm.
We are white trash family.
Yeah.
And my mom is just like holding her beast bag being like, settle down, Vega.
Why don't you buy that lady's house?
I asked to buy the land and they said they're not selling it right now. But I did ask.
Yeah.
Because I would love to buy it. And then
was that before or after they kicked you out?
That was, like I called
during,
the landlord.
During.
But it was after.
Oh, okay.
It was during I called.
It should have been fucking during. Like, not that woman says, can you leave? And you just get the phone out and you're like, I want to buy this bitch's house.
No, I did I overdid it. I brought zucchinis to her house and was like, we grew these. I'm so sorry for what we did. I like tried to undersell. I tried to undo the white trash, and she didn't have any of it. She threw the
zucchini cookies. Bread would be good right now.
I should have done. Oh, yeah. My God.
That's, you asked if my, how my health is. I quit vaping finally.
Me too.
And that was tough.
But I zen.
Why switch to the gum? And now I've kind of, now I've been maybe one of the 2 milligram gums a day, and I'm like off it completely. But it,
the vaping.
I smoked when I was a teenager, and I would smoke, same. You know, I'd smoke a decent amount because I started comedy. You would go into Virginia, you could fucking, I think you can still smoke in bars in Virginia. So
yeah.
Like at night I would go do like an open mic and then sit there, and I'd end up smoking, same, like a pack of cigarettes, like in a,
it was so fun.
In the night, yeah. And then, you know, comedians would bum, they'd be like, look, this little boy, you know,
yeah,
like doing. So they would bum me cigarettes. And so I feel like I smoked a decent amount when I was a teenager, and then I stopped when I was like 19, 20. And then throughout my adulthood, I would smoke here and there, you know, I could have a cigarette once a month, once a week, something like that, but it never turned into like, you know,
yeah,
smoking that much. Well, I didn't need it.
Yeah.
And then vaping started a couple of years ago, and like, you don't really appreciate how much fucking nicotine that is. It's a lot.
No, I mean, I was like falling asleep with it under my pillow, yeah, scrambling, yeah, at 4 a.m.
I'd be vaping, it. And then that was the last like 3 years, is all of that like incessant fucking vaping.
And we were doing like Elf bar, fruity.
Yeah, all that disposable shit that's probably filled with lead and, you know, all sorts of other. But I mean, not even worried about the health effects. It's just so much nicotine that when I quit, I like did not shit for like fucking.
Oh.
And it's, wow. I'm just now starting to get like back to normal, but with like lots of sauerkraut and, but is it pronounced psyllium husk?
Psyllium husk.
Yeah.
That tears me up. I just quit sugar and bread and I'm shitting beautifully, perfectly all the time. And my like dark circles went away, my like color in my skin came back. It was really fucked
but
up.
You're covered in sores.
I'm covered in sores, however. Yeah. I am covered in sores. That did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking maybe because I killed the candida in my body that was making my asshole itch, and was maybe that's like flaring up and like trying to have one last.
Could be.
Before it cuts off. What do they
say? You always do that. Like the health nuts are always like, you know, like your eyes will be bleeding. They're like, you're detoxing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I don't.
Maybe it is a detox.
Yeah.
But it is weeping. I mean, yeah, it is crazy. I'll just be on stage and I'll look down and there's just like a brown goo patch on my. It's bad.
How long has that been going on?
Just a few days. It started as just this one and then it just spread.
And that's a weird place to get poison ivy too.
Here's what I think. Dog went out in poison ivy field, jumped on me.
Oh, okay. And you didn't have a shirt on, and it was like,
I didn't have a shirt for the whole 2 weeks I was away. I just had a sports bra.
So you just bought this house. This is new.
I bought the house over the fall, then like finished it in January.
Oh, you had
then
to do work on it and stuff.
Yeah, totally. And then got to.
How do you balance that with touring?
What do you mean?
Like I said, going up there and doing like, is there an airport near Ithaca?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't go up there that often. I just went up there for 2.5 weeks because I recorded the Netflix thing, and I was like, I need a break. So I toured a little bit more, and then I took 2.5 weeks off.
Gotcha.
And then slightly vacationed, but mainly just had relationship horrors and a lot of, and too much.
Relationship horrors?
Yeah, relationship problems and.
But like dating stuff?
Yeah.
Is this a big, so is this like a girl podcast? Is this for girls?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
There has to be two versions of you. One that you like is like a big clay version that you throw to these fucking animals.
Yeah.
Let them do whatever they want with it. And then a part that's for you that is completely separate.
Yeah, that's. I am learning that.
Yeah.
I am learning there has to be a big clay version of me.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes when I'm on stage and I'm Michelin, the clay version, my eyes that are actually mine sneak out and look out at them.
Uh-huh.
And I become enraged at their. At their sloppy faces and their nacho horking, and them just, yeah, girl. And I,
is that what your audience is like?
Sometimes they're too, yeah, girl, yeah. Like they're not, you have the best, I know that you hate them, but the people who come out there.
There's stand up crowds that I've met, everyone seems to be like nice. I don't, you know.
Your guys are so shy and so cool.
They're all like vape store guys and like polite Latinos. Like, like there's a lot of those like polite Best Buy Latino guys. I feel like I've it maybe more in the Southwest.
You also have a little bit of, you have like the quiet betas that like are super funny online or super funny in the group chat.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But
well, I don't know. I'm not in group chats with any of them.
That's the type of guy you have, though. The guy who's funny in the group chat, but to women shuts down immediately. Like, they're they're almost like NPR guys secretly.
Interesting.
You have that. You have normcore guys.
Yeah.
You have guys with cargo pants, unironically.
What's with the rest of the... Did you design this studio?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You think
all,
I chose this?
All pride, no ego. What's with the books? Are those all... Those are deliberate books?
I don't know. I didn't choose them, Nick.
Michael Pollan, This Is Your Mind on Plants. Permission to Offend.
Man, that's the classic old people doing drugs in order to face immortality.
All pride, no ego. Your body already knows. What are these books?
I think they're just...
They just picked a couple of books out?
It seems to be All Pride, No Ego. They seem to be self-help books. Maybe they... Yeah, there's probably... I think there's girls who come in here who do a really girly podcast.
Oh, so they just changed the flag.
They just threw that up.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. They put all the women in one room.
I don't like this room. I like this room because we're set down, but that thing behind you does give me a full panic attack, the stripes.
This thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tripping balls trying to focus on your face and not look at that.
You don't like it?
It's the way that it... Do you see it? Does it make
your eyes
fucked up?
I feel like I've seen this everywhere. I feel like this is... They put this in every single new coffee shop.
Yeah, it's a cover-up.
In the city.
That doesn't give you a little panic to look at it?
No, I don't...
You're just a centered guy.
I know, I'm
doing... Are you eating sushi?
What's that?
You eat sushi? Yeah, you do. You're healthy.
I mean, sometimes I'll go get a hand roll at the...
I know you do.
There's a place called... It's very funny. In the DeKalb market at City Point,
yeah.
There's a place called Dago, which always makes me laugh. Yeah. But it's a hand roll place.
And what is Dago again?
It's a slur for Italian Americans, but it's like the name of the hand roll place is Dago.
I like that.
And then you know what an arepa is?
A rapist?
No, an arepa. That's what makes it funny. So an arepa is like it's like a Venezuelan fucking empanada, basically.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure it's not, and you know, don't get mad at me.
Nobody's getting mad on this.
And they have no way. They have to send me a singing telegram. They can contact me at this point. You got it wrong. That's not what it is. Slam the door in his face. No telegrams today. I know.
That's
the guy.
Crazy.
I'm on first name basis with him. He has to deliver all my singing hate mail.
No, Richard.
Get out of here, Ian.
The people
get out of here, Ian Finance. His day job. Let me. Before I move on, but there's a place called there's a rapa restaurant, and it's called a Rapa Lady.
No, it's not.
It's called a Rapa Lady, and it's fucking just in the.
They know what they're doing.
Of course,
that's
they
just
know
a
what
guy.
Yeah, I know.
It's just
a
funny white guy who's having a good time with Dago.
Definitely, yeah. He's next door. It's Dago and a Rapa Lady. So it's like, you know, oh, what's this Dago gonna do? He's gonna.
That's crazy. Maybe
Rapa
I am
lady.
Pro.
But Dago's very good. They have very good hand rolls. And I recently found out they cater. I saw a guy picking up an order of like 300. And I was like, damn, if I ever have an event.
You think you'll have an event?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I got a every year. I have a birthday. I imagine maybe this year I'll have a party. 57. Maybe that's the year.
57 is the year of the Arepa Ladies.
Yeah. No, not Arepa Lady. Dago.
Dago.
It's very funny to me because it's like, I remember Cumtown being funny. I remember laughing at it. And certainly I think people interpreted it as comedy. But all of the podcasting I've done outside of that, I don't have the instinct to be funny. I don't know. It doesn't come off as funny to me.
Me
it's
neither.
It's like banal bullshit.
Yeah.
And then people are like, that was great. I'm like, no, it wasn't. This entire medium.
That's all it is. They just turn it on and they like listening to us and it keeps you in their zeitgeist. So they buy tickets. Right now, somebody is washing their dishes and they're listening to our voices and it's seeping into their subconscious and they are going to go online and buy tickets to the show.
I don't like that. It's a weird, because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what the interaction I'm having with someone is. If they're listening to me be like, I'll go for a walk. I don't understand what our relationship is or what kind of...
You don't need to understand.
I do, because it's a dangerous thing.
For them to know these things?
No, it's not dangerous for them to know it. It's dangerous for an interaction to happen on any level of intimacy when I don't understand what the purpose of it is or the intention of it is. These aren't my friends. It's not like I know these people.
They give you money for making you feel like they're your friends.
I don't want the money.
Great.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, okay.
So that's why you're here.
Yeah.
They show up, they say things like this. They go, I wanted to kill myself and then I listened to your podcast and I didn't. And you go, that's good. I'm doing something.
That's good, I guess.
Right?
But I don't feel like, you know, and I mean, I only go on other people's podcasts. I don't think somebody's like, I'm going to kill myself. And I'm like, you know, they got rid of the purple Skittle. And then they're like, oh, okay. You know, it's like, I contribute nothing of any, there's no insight. There's no, it's not fun. It's not funny. It's not interesting. Yeah, but sometimes
you listen to a song and you're like, maybe I won't die today.
I mean, I've done podcasts where I'll sit there for 20 minutes trying to remember the plot of like a Star Trek Voyager episode. Get it wrong. Get it completely wrong, and then be like, yeah, well, I didn't even really like that show, I guess. And then people are like, yeah, no, people love listening to
whatever I don't really, this is. I don't get it. I mean, I don't listen to podcasts. I listen to Sam Harris.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure he ends his podcast, and he goes, that was really boring. We just talked about Zionism for an hour.
It's like I'm wasting their time, and I'm also wasting my own life.
You're not wasting your time right now.
Okay.
Because we're hanging out.
We are.
And we never get to see each other.
We don't.
And anything.
What name? Are you still in Ditmas Park?
No. Oh. Prospect Heights.
And then what was the deal? In Ditmas Park, you were in one of those houses?
Yeah. It was sick.
Yeah. I think about
it. You know, my motorcycle is gone.
What happened?
Taken right off the street.
Did you hear about Lev Fair's motorcycle?
No.
It's so funny.
What?
First of all.
It's got squished.
I mean, I mean, a big fat guy buying a motorcycle is so funny to begin with.
Big fat guy on a really fancy motorcycle, and it just didn't, no matter how brolic that.
He bought
that
like a brand new motorcycle. Yeah. I don't think he had a motorcycle before that. That was like his first motorcycle. And he bought a brand new
with
motorcycle.
With a lot of CCs, like a huge engine.
Yeah, he bought a big Harley and then financed it. And
he financed it.
And I was like, why didn't you just buy a used motorcycle for like a fraction of, you know, he's like, cause I didn't have enough for a used motorcycle. I only had enough for the down payment. And it's like, well then save up or something. I don't know. I mean, like, this is so stupid.
My motorcycle is $1,500.
Yeah. Right. Just buy a cheap, you know, whatever. See if you like it first. And then, I guess he financed it and then, had it stored in a garage and then couldn't make the monthly payments on the garage. So the garage, like, took the bike. You know, they're like, well, you can't take it out because you haven't paid us the fucking. Yeah. And then he's like, all right, well, then I'll just stop paying the fucking bank for the bike. And then I guess he was like, now they can fight over it. And it's like, well, you're going to get sued by both of
them. And they got a free bike.
Yeah, right. Well, the bank can't repo it from the garage because the garage is holding it. You know, I mean, I don't know if they have a lien on it or how it works, but. Very stupid. It's a very stupid. It's like, I don't. And you, but even then, even if he had been paying for it, you're too fat to have a motorcycle.
Yeah. I mean, mine, I think I just let it get so many tickets that I was like, I need this thing out of here. Mm-hmm. I don't ride it. And I think I was waiting for it.
Well, you weren't registering it and shit, were you?
I didn't.
You can just print those stickers or.
I didn't register it. No, I had plates.
Yeah.
Is that going to fuck me to have my plates in a tow place? No, they'll rip them off.
I don't know.
It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just walked outside and I was like, damn, I need to get rid of this motorcycle. Walked outside, it was gone. It was looking nice.
Oh, it just got taken away.
Scooped up. It definitely got towed. Oh, it was okay. It was covered in parking tickets.
Interesting. Yeah, it's weird that they're even ticketing it.
You mean instead of just taking it?
No, I mean, like...
No, the side sweeper's got to go around it and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those are different. I leave my car out. I rarely move my car anymore, and they just stopped coming by. Almost
really?
Never, yeah, I almost never get a ticket. It's, like, not even worth it. It's, like, once in a blue moon that I'll get a ticket, and so I just don't even bother. And then I don't pay it for, like... I got a ticket for turning right on a red.
Yeah.
Or is it right on a center lane or something, like... I think like 18 months ago at this point. And like I just delayed the first court date or like I requested a court date and then you could delay it. And they have such a backlog that I'm like, I think I'm doing court for the first time in October of this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll probably postpone it.
Why don't you
just
pay it? It can't be that much.
I don't want to.
You're angry.
Yeah, it's all, well, it's also if you pay it, then it affects your insurance rate. So my insurance right now is already insane.
Oh.
Yeah. So as long as it's in dispute, it doesn't get you have to, it's from your insurance finds out once you have the conviction.
I just found out my credit's so bad I couldn't even buy propane for my oven.
You have to buy that on like credit?
I called the place and I was like, "Can you drop off a giant propane tank?" And they're like, "Let me check your credit."
And oh, because you got to pay for the tank itself?
Yeah.
You know, okay. And what when you say a big tank,
but
you mean...
But that's fucked up.
You mean like one of the big outside ones?
Yeah. Yeah. But imagine being like...
When I was a kid, I would see those outside of houses, and I thought I had heard what a septic tank was.
Yeah.
So I would see those, and I assumed they were filled with shit.
Yeah, totally. Same. Yeah. I assumed that the manholes always, like if I opened one of them, it would just be a tunnel of shit forever.
I thought it was where the turtles lived. I thought that was like...
Oh, because of the mutant ninja
turtles. Yeah, right. I thought there was like a whole city down there and there was like politics happening.
Politics happening, assemblymen.
Yeah, different types of mutants having municipal disputes.
It is like that here. There is full cities down
just
here.
Just Japanese mutants.
Remember that black guy that fell through the hole in the Bronx and fell into a pile of rats? Into a swarm of rats?
Is that like news or just something that happens here? It was funny. News. I guess there was that shooting yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like a guy that's like, he shot up the NFL because he has CTE and he was never in the NFL.
Nuh-uh. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, they're like, he's crazy. I mean, he sounds crazy, but he also sounds like very stupid. You know, which is like a fun combo.
He shot it up because he has CTE, but he never even made it to the...
Yeah, I feel like you don't, like... It's like people with schizophrenia are usually, like... They're also, like, kind of smart. There was a guy that used to go... When I lived in Chinatown, I would go to the Starbucks on, like, Delancey and Allen. There's a Starbucks there. And there was a guy in there that clearly lost his mind in, like, 2003.
Yeah.
Because he would sit there and he would have his laptop and there's, like, all this shit with him and, like, the wire for the laptop would, like, go, like, through the middle of the Starbucks, like, into everybody's way with this giant brick in the middle. And he would sit there and he would look at his laptop and he would have these, like, conversations. He's about, like, well, you know... Rumsfeld was briefed on these assessments and we told Wolfowitz that he was wrong. And he would like just talk about all these like neocon goons from like the
who was he talking to? Himself?
Himself. Nobody. Yeah. About Bush administration stuff, you know? And like, if you listen to him, there would be like some kind of like deep cuts politically and like, it would make sense, but this guy, I mean, he was like covered in diarrhea and he thought he was like having, you know, he thought he was calling though. C-SPAN in 2003. You know, and so, like, it's, like, obviously he's, like, reading stuff, but, like, it's rare that there's, like, a schizophrenic guy that's, like, you know, he's, like, I'm mad at Blue's Clues for going off the air, and they took it off the air so that I wouldn't eat
Play-Doh. Yeah, but haven't you gone anymore down those rabbit holes where you're just frantically, I mean, I went down, like, an Epstein rabbit hole where I started.
But I guess what I'm saying is it's very rare you get a combination of schizophrenia and then also very stupid. And so it's funny that there's a mass shooter. He's like, he's crazy, but he's like...
He's also just a dumb
he's
guy.
He's a dumb, crazy guy. Yeah. He's shooting up the NFL because he thinks he has CTE.
You've seen stupid people on the train. I mean, the guys... I mean, I saw a guy just walking by the cellar the other night with a pipe, hitting every single trash can and getting into a full argument with it and calling it the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that can't be. That's not highbrow.
He could be.
He could be.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know... You don't know what's going on, you know.
There was this guy on the train. I was getting out of the train, and he had this giant cloak that was all torn, and he started telling me every piece of information he had ever heard about rats.
Yeah, I guess the ones that do like the mass shoot, like James Holmes.
Yeah,
you know, wasn't he like a PhD student?
Who's James Holmes?
The guy that thought he was the Joker and shot up the movie theater, the Batman.
Oh,
yeah.
Was he what?
He thought he was like the Joker.
Yeah, but he was a PhD.
Wasn't he? He was in like a PhD program or something. Maybe he was just in college.
There's got to be retarded shooters. You mean people, that's what it is. Yeah. If you obtain a gun, maybe then you're a schizophrenic genius. Uh-huh. But if you have a pipe, you're on the lower level. It's weird to see a mass shooter who's also stupid.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But he really did just waltz in.
So I'm sorry, I cut you off. There was a guy who was telling you everything you knew about rats.
Everything I needed to know about rats. And I called him the Rat King, and he was like, that rat's going to carry that pizza box all the way back to his house. He can carry 10 times his weight. And he was just going off. And then I get on the train, and there's this Hasidic guy who's schizophrenic. And he, like, His schizophrenic.
Yeah.
He's a schizophrenic. And he's, like, looking all bug-eyed like that. And then at some point he like the train swings and he kind of swoops like right into my face and I couldn't stop laughing.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, "Stop laughing at me, Miss American Pie."
Yeah.
Okay. And the Rat King was
the
sitting.
The Hasidic with guy said that.
The Hasidic guy.
Why are you Miss American Pie?
I don't know.
Pie?
Because I'm blonde. I have no idea.
But is it like a reference to the movie or the song? Or?
I have no. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
But then the Rat King was.
That's gotta be crazy to be schizophrenic and Hasidic. You're just walking around South Williamsburg thinking everybody's like doing an impression of you. They're like, are these guys fucking with me? Is everybody fucking with me right now? He's just all dressed like him. And he thinks it's like, they're like, I think these guys are following me. I think they're fucking following me around. I'm spying on my, they know what my fits are going to be every day. And they copy them before I can.
Walking up to them and thinking that it's himself.
Uh-huh.
I think you have to be schizophrenic to be Hasidic, frankly.
Yeah, I guess that's it's interesting. What,
there's no way you're clipping curls onto your head without a little schizophrenia.
You know what's funny? There's like a thing with, so in that community, they do, you know, they do the bris where they do the circumcision.
With their teeth or something?
Well, yeah, they cut it. They cut the foreskin off and then they suck blood out of the baby's penis. And then it became a problem a couple of years ago. And
this just a couple of years
ago. Well, because babies were getting herpes and dying from the moils. And this used to be a thing that, like, I knew about, and then I would bring up, and then people would be like, come on, shut up. You know, I'm like, no, it's real. I'm telling you. But I only recently discovered that the New York City, NYC.gov, like the city website, has a whole page that explains how to safely suck a baby's
no,
penis.
It does not. Yeah, right. No, it does not.
Yeah, to avoid the herpes issue.
What is the website?
NYC.gov, like the city, because it was like there's no chance that they could get them to stop it, you know.
Why?
I don't know.
You can make it illegal to suck a baby's cock.
It is
okay, good.
But there's just an exception made in that circumstance because it's like a religious, which is sort of a bizarre interpretation.
Well, it's a religious thing for Judaism, it seems like.
Yeah, and there is an argument that could be made. It's like if you were like, well, my religion is Jedi, and we believe that, you know, that we should have a sex slave that looks like Princess Leia, and I've kidnapped this woman, and that's part, you know, they wouldn't be like, well, that's okay.
You can't tell a Hasidic not to suck the blood off a baby's cock. It's illegal to do that.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah,
there's no way that's
right. De Blasio administration got into it with them, and then they had to back down, essentially.
Because it was... the freedom of
I would say it has more to do with like the kind of weight they can throw around in terms of, you know, like
because they own everything
politically. Yeah, I think, well, they own a lot of real estate. I really don't know. Or it might be that, you know, like their relationship with Albany like overrides what de Blasio wants on a city level. I'm not sure.
I don't think of it as pedophilia to suck the blood off a baby's cock, but it is something bad.
It is. It's definitely, yeah, there's no...
Sucking the blood off a baby's cock, I don't think it's...
There is not a non-sexual way to put a baby's penis in your mouth. There's not.
Do they put the baby's penis in their mouth?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm imagining like a surgical device that they use to clean it.
I think that's what they do with like the more modern ones. But the ones that are like, you know, Amish, essentially, they just use their mouth.
What is going on with all the baby?
I don't know. I only brought it up because it's funny that they have a website. There's a page on like the city government's website that somebody had to.
Do you think Judaism is linked to pedophilia because they don't have a hell? Judaism has no hell.
I don't know. It seems like everything's linked to pedophilia now. I don't know.
Did he have pedophilia, or was that just rape?
Probably. I don't know. That's like the best, like, as much as that, half the reason to avoid stuff is like, I don't, it just really.
Is satanic?
Not even satanic. It's like, I wish, it's too stupid to even be satanic. It's like, you know, like you said, yeah, though, do I have an opinion on the Epstein thing? It's like, from a very far vantage point, it's like it's pretty clear the president probably fucked children, and it's not even a debate whether he did or not. It's just
yeah,
like,
he wrote a birthday card that said, "Thank you for our secret." Why not just write "Happy Birthday"?
It's like that he's not they haven't been tactful enough in covering it up, and it's like I just don't like it's just fucking nauseating. And it's not like there used to be, it used to be like fun to engage in conspiracy or whatever, because it presents like this alternative version of things. And you have to, like, it's almost like a choose your own adventure kind of take on the way things have gone. But now it's just, it's all too kind of blatant. And, it's like, I don't...
It's too on the nose. It's like a clown show. It's
too on the nose, and then I don't... There's no nexus I have with anybody to, like... there's nothing I can feel like I can, as either, like, an American or a human being with anybody around me to be like, well, maybe one day it'll get better, and it's like, I don't think it will. I'm not sure how. It's like, I feel like...
Yeah, there seems to be no better way.
Yeah, right. And so I guess, I guess you could say that I've given up completely.
It's just goofy. I mean, the Trump thing and then the Zoran. I mean, is it Zoran?
It's Zoran, yeah.
I get that everybody
loves... It's very easy to confuse him with the...
Zoltar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Every
time I go on stage, I'm like, did you guys vote for Zoltar the Magnificent? Did you put in your little wish?
Welcome to whatever.
They look the same. They're identical.
Yeah.
But that, his whole thing is just like way on the other side, where it's like almost of, it's almost like a clown show of him being like, we're going to put social workers and the things. And I get that he's a great guy, but it is too...
I don't really understand. I mean, nothing people freak out about, like, it doesn't really seem like it's much different than de Blasio.
Doesn't he have radical...
So did de Blasio. The thing is like, it's just like a lot of the stuff. I mean, whatever. It's, you know, I mean, I did the video. They were very friendly and they asked me to, you know...
You did a Zoltar
video? I did a Zoltar video. They asked me to. I'm like, that would probably hurt more than it would help.
Right.
You know, it's like, I think, like, I mean, it's either like you have me do one or you get black people to vote for you. I don't think it's going to be both. Yeah. I don't, you know, but I don't, like, I see people freaking out. I mean, again, it's like from a distance, it's people freaking out about something that seems identical to, like, a lot of the stuff, you know, maybe slightly different than what de Blasio talked about, but it was just, he wasn't really able to accomplish much of that because a lot of it happens at the state level.
De Blasio had the same super liberal?
I mean, his whole thing, he was like, you know, I get black pussy and I'm a communist.
I forgot about the black pussy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the mayor can't raise taxes or any of that stuff.
When it comes down to it, I'll vote for Zoltar, but I don't see why it has to be so...
And they talk, people are like, oh, he wants the state to own all the grocery stores. And it's like, he's like talking about opening literally like 5 stores. It's like one in every borough. It's like a pilot program.
To see if what?
I think it sounds more like an experiment. I don't know. I don't want to talk on behalf of the campaign, and certainly all the alternatives to Zoran are dog shit, but you know,
the mayor debate where they were like, do you recognize
for the primary, but I mean, now it's just Cuomo and Eric Adams, but
Eric Adams is the funniest man alive.
Yeah.
The way he talks.
Yeah.
He'll drop an N-bomb. It's great.
Does he do that?
He's done it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. But yeah, I'll vote for Zoltar. I will. I just don't get why it has to. I just was like walking in my neighborhood and these kids, these like Bushwick ass kids with like covered in keychains and overflowing blubber and like, you know, shaved heads were like, are you registered to vote? And I was like, yes, I am. And they're like, who are you voting for? And I was like, Zoltar. And they're like, good. And I was like, what is this? What are we doing here?
It's canvassing.
Anyway, a lot of pedophilia stuff going on. I got deep into it. I went in a manic episode slightly about it.
Yeah.
With the Mossad and everything. It was crazy. You ever come out of a manic episode?
What do you mean with the Mossad and everything?
About Ghislaine Maxwell, and then her dad was Robert Maxwell, and he was in the Mossad.
But that's what I mean. It's like all of this stuff is like, it's not like, you know, it's like people are like, release the files. And it's like, what information are we going to get out of whatever the files potentially may be that's not already just pop culture as it exists?
I also kind of believe Trump that there isn't a list. It'd be crazy if there was an actual list.
Like a client list? I mean, I'm sure there's
pictures and photos.
I mean, I don't even know what a list means. I don't know what the files mean. But like, there's pictures of Bill Clinton on the plane, presumably headed to the island with like women that look like they're underage.
I just don't get how we don't have everything we need. What are we going to get from the list? It's going to show us that Tom Hanks was there. And
nobody's going to be prosecuted. They might even fucking end up pardoning Ghislaine.
Why?
I don't know. It seems like that'll fucking happen. But, like, you can't, like...
He did a good job
of doing it. Fucking kids is part of a satanic, like, ritual to stay in power. Is now, like, as, like, kind of banal as, like, you know, other immoral things that...
Eating meat.
Well, not eating meat, but, like, Barack Obama's kill list, where you extrajudicially, like drone strike and murder a 16-year-old boy, which, like, at face value is evil, but it seems like the kind of evil that's necessary to keep things running so I can, like, sit on my phone and make $1 million a year podcasting. It's, like, just, like, that's sort of, it sucks, but that's sort of the way it is. But now, even that, like, even this darker thing, which used to be... The distraction. It used to be like when Epstein was a thing that like was conspiracy and was something that I could just keep in this other area in my mind. It's like, yeah, all of this bad stuff is happening at face value. And as like a subject living in within the walls of the castle, I'm somewhat complicit in it in a certain way. I feel like it weighs on my soul and conscience and to some degree.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, but what's really going on is they're fucking children on an island. And it's like, there's this secret thing going on. There's a deeper level of evil that people don't know about. But now that's like, that's front and center. And there's like, not like really anything. There's no more like secret level of evil that like, there can at least be some kind of like, not quest to uncover. I'm really having trouble figuring out the exact words I want to use or how to like frame what I'm saying.
It's no longer a conspiracy.
It's not that it's no longer a conspiracy. It's just now that everything, as shitty as the situation is just right up front.
It's like if they took off their skin and this is the country
you live
lizards.
In. You live in a pedophile, like a pedophile, fuck children for money country.
But why fuck the children? If it's because I've thought about the existential thing. Like I've ordered enough Amazon packages and had them not fill the void that there is a part of me that's like, I get it. If you have everything, you want to do the most difficult thing, which is fuck a kid.
Yeah.
But why not like balding or target lower belly fat?
But we're also like funding a genocide. We're killing like, you know, we're sending bombs to go kill children.
Yeah.
Constantly. I have been for like a very long time. And like, I guess selfishly, it's like the Epstein kind of stuff existing as this. Because it's a conspiracy, there's always the chance that it's not true. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, well, there's this evil thing going on, but maybe it's not.
Oh, it's like a mirage where it's like, maybe if we think that the pedophilia thing might not be true, then maybe the killing
there's some absolution or something.
Yes.
That could happen. I don't even know if that's really it. It just seems like
if you believe that Trump didn't fuck a kid, then you can believe that we're not killing kids in Palestine.
Yeah, it just seems like it's like a pretty bad place, and you know, you're like complicit in it no matter what. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But I just want to know what the appeal of the little girl, why little girls?
I don't know. You know, why suck blood out of
That's why I had you here today to answer that question for me.
I don't know. I'm not a pedophile.
Oh, fuck.
You got it wrong?
Fuck.
You thought I was a pedophile?
I thought you were. That's what I was told.
No.
Is there anything else you want to say into this?
Into what? Do I have a notification?
What is it?
My diet app telling me it's time to eat. But I haven't.
What diet are you on?
I used years ago the RP diet app and I got like ripped.
Really?
And then every once in a while I'll start getting a little too fat. So I'll open it up and then do a meal plan and then not adhere to it at all.
Are you still vegan?
No, I caved. I had like one day where I think I like accidentally ate like, I thought it was a jalapeno popper, but I ate like 10 like chicken nuggets.
Porks.
I ate a living pig. I thought it was a jalapeno popper, but it was an oinking pig that I just started gnawing on. No, I ate some meat by accident, and the next day I'm like, wow, fuck it. I was, you know, it was kind of like falling off the wagon. I went to like a barbecue restaurant and got like 2 pounds of brisket.
Oh my God.
And fucking just, put myself in a meat coma.
I've done that. I was vegetarian, and then I was like, I have to have chicken or I'll die. And then the other day I took down a burger in like 4 seconds.
Yeah, but being vegan did kind of like ruin. I don't really have an appetite for meat anymore. So I have to like force myself to eat.
I think as you get older, you lose the appetite for meat because you are trying to hold on your mortality. Like, it's like sometimes when I kill a cockroach, I feel bad. And I think that's me being like, he's got a whole novel ahead of him he could finish.
No, they live very short. I keep seeing dragonflies.
Yeah.
I've seen like 5 of them. And then they're like the kind that like don't, they're either very close to death or very new to being dragonflies.
Yeah.
Because I keep seeing them on the sidewalk outside of my office, like sitting there, which is dragonflies. Usually they're doing, you know, they're like. Brr.
You have an office?
I do have an office.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're doing stuff. Here's my question for you before we leave.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're not doing, if you're not doing stand up?
Yeah. Let's put it this way. I have nothing to promote currently. But yes, I mean, naturally, I do things.
How are you not falling into a depression? Like, what if you don't have anything on the horizon that you're looking forward to? How are you not slipping into madness?
Well, I wouldn't say I don't have. I mean, I enjoy, like, working and reading and, you know, I mean, I like those things.
You don't miss stand-up at all?
No, I mean, well, I kind of, like, I didn't, I toured over the last couple of years, but I basically quit stand-up like a decade ago.
Yeah.
I think in between 2016 and, like, when I started, I don't think I did stand-up for, like, 4 years.
Do you think you'll slowly write an hour and then do get on the road and do a big tour so you can make money?
Well, I don't even know how that would work because I don't think you can do stand-up without this now. I think you have to, like, the ticket sales are tied to podcasting.
And you're not going to podcast.
I don't, yeah, I really don't. That seems like more of a waste of time than anything is podcasting.
I think it is a waste of time.
It's a waste. It's like, because nobody's, who would be podcasting of our friends, of all the people we know, who would be doing it if they were making $0? Tomorrow it's gone. You make no money for podcasting anymore.
I mean, girls, a lot of girls would do it. A lot of girls who want to talk about their most recent Tinder date.
Interesting. I guess it's just I don't get, like, I don't, you're not making anything, you know?
You're not making anything. You're just developing a parasocial relationship so that people feel connected to you.
Right. That seems bad.
Does it seem bad? It seems evil?
It doesn't seem evil. It just seems like bad, like not healthy.
I don't know if it's not healthy. I think it's like a form of absorbing. It's like the same thing as watching TV.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I was.
For who?
For the watcher.
Sure. But would you want to be TV? Would you want to be the thing that's just kind of like observed?
I would rather be that than the observer. But
it's
not the same
as TV because TV, it's like you have to write a TV show. That's like completely different. Podcasting, it's not. It's a bullshit conversation with like 90% of the time is rehashing things you've already said on other podcasts.
Yeah, but there's somebody listening to this right now that's like, I want to know Nick Mullen's feelings on podcasting.
But then even then, what you're getting is like, you know, and then the internal monologue of being like, well, I've said this shit already. It's like, I don't. So then you're getting a half-assed, like, rehashing.
They don't know it's half-assed.
I don't know.
I always feel that way. I'm always it's half-assed.
It's fun to occasionally get a riff on something. You know, like talking about the Hasidic guy with schizophrenia. There's probably something there. But it's like a whole hour of conversation just to maybe.
For one riff?
For one riff.
I think you're not doing it for the riff. I think you're doing it for, because it keeps the engine going. The entertainment engine.
What is the entertainment engine?
The entertainment engine is like you have to keep producing content. And for me, I was getting sick of having all of my content have to be about farts and pussy and stuff. So I was like, what if I just have conversations with my friends and record it? And people were like, I'm into this.
Yeah.
And you just sit down and you just talk.
Yeah, I kind of got it. That's what I'm going to get away from is that content creator
cycle.
Yeah,
of course you want to get away from it. It's a bad life. It's definitely a bad life. It's a bad time. Yeah. But you got to make this much money so that you can have a mass exodus.
Well, I did that. That's what I did.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then by all means.
No, I'm going to retreat. I'm going to start a honey farm.
Oh, okay. Good. As long as.
I'll kill myself at the age of 50 if I'm still doing this.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Then we're on the same page.
Yeah. No, I'm stacking. Fellas, your underwear drawer needs an overhaul. Stop waiting for your girl to tell you that they smell. Toss those stretched out rags and stock up on Sheath underwear. Sheath comes with two pockets, one for your dick and one for your balls. That means you're done peeing your balls off your dick and your dick off your thigh. Finally, everything is contained. Available in a bunch of different colors, patterns, and ready to be comfortable down there every day of the week. They've even got stuff for gals too, with the comfortable bralettes and boy shorts. I got the boy shorts. I do like them. They're quite soft. I can't tell you how they feel to have your balls and dick separated. That sounds violent, but it does sound like some men like that. Go to sheathunderwear.com. Use code RIP to get 20% off your first order. Plus Sheath's underwear, 100% money back guarantee. That's sheathunderwear.com. Promo code RIP. Get Sheath underwear. Support the show. Support your balls.
As a kid, it seemed like the ocean was so big and you could go out pretty far. But you get even just to where the waves can't fuck you up anymore, and they start blowing the whistle at you.
Yeah,
which is annoying.
I'm very afraid of the ocean.
Why?
Because I'm worried about riptides and stuff. I don't like it. I like a lake. I'll take a swamp over the ocean.
I mean, I guess it's like the riptide. Can't you just, like, people? I don't understand how people die. And don't you just, can't you just sit there?
Go
and
limp.
Yeah, right. You're buoyant.
I think it pulls you under. And what about the giant waves? You don't get scared about the giant waves coming up over your head and they just fuck
swim
you
under
up?
Them.
See, I get scared every time and I panic and the wave comes and I jump under and then I'm panicked and then I need to get out and then it pulls me back and I start panicking more and I can't be calm.
No.
I can't accept it. It's a big bitch that I don't think we should be fucking with.
The ocean?
Yeah.
I think the ocean's awesome.
It is awesome. It's wonderful. I love it, but yeah. I don't think I'm just fucking with it like that.
In fact, I never really think about killing myself, but if I did, the most romantic way to do it is where you just disappear on a sailboat.
That is good.
You say goodbye, everybody. And they're like, wait a minute, where's he going?
Yeah, but then you have to drown. That's tough.
No, I would imagine most of those guys just go out there and then use the ropes to...
Or some pills.
Yeah, or something.
I would freeze to death. I've thought about this a lot.
You would freeze to death?
Yeah, just walk into... Because it feels
snowstorm?
Good to freeze to death. Yeah.
Yeah, just go outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be the way to go.
Are people that walk into the ocean with, like, rocks in their pocket?
That's my mom cool. talks about suicide constantly. She's like, the exhaust pipe.
That's how old is she?
65.
Shut the fuck up. I mean, it's
just like, she's only 10 years older than
that's
you.
That's like, yeah, but being 65 and talking about killing yourself is like, that's like being 65 and being like, talking about like you're going to be in the NBA. You know, it's like... You're just
it's
so.
It's being 65
that's
and cutting
not suicide.
Yourself.
Yeah, that's not suicide. You just died.
I know, but she wants to be able to go out in her terms. She
yeah,
wants
but
to be able
no,
to like...
I'm sorry. Then you died. You died of old age. You didn't kill yourself.
Anthony
it's
Bourdain.
Not, yeah, you're
dead.
Not. You're not fucking yeah. Kurt Cobain.
That sucks you're to not... get to an age where you're too old to kill yourself. That
yeah,
sucks.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
that's scary.
No, please.
I even think 35.
Yeah.
Death.
Well, I just stopped. I mean, I don't know if I ever really considered killing myself per se. It's when you're younger, you do that like ideation thing all the time. And then.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
Wait, ideation.
Where you think about killing yourself.
Like, think about the act of killing yourself.
You think about the
yourself.
Act of killing yourself. And it's like, you know, oh, well, that, you know, like I might be upset and I might not be able to tell why I'm upset, you know, but it's like, oh, I blame if I could always kill myself. It's like that kind of thing. I don't know if that really counts as thinking about killing yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's just like your brain temporarily reaching a point where it's like, well, I don't want to worry about this bullshit anymore.
I think you have to think about it.
That kind of completely stopped. You hit a certain, I guess it's like your brain, it's very funny that your brain grows to a certain point. It's like 25, 26.
Yeah.
And then it hits that point and then it's not like it's like good for like 10 years. It immediately starts dying. Like, oh, as soon as it's done growing, it's dying, and you're getting dumber every fucking day from like 27 on. And then I hit whatever that point is, and then yeah, it's like, you know, yeah, once you're in your 30s, yeah, it's everything starts like hurting, and it's like,
yeah,
oh,
but aren't
shit.
You afraid of getting into your like 70s and just becoming weird and lost all the time? That's when I want to kill myself.
I don't think I'll become weird and lost.
I feel like that happens. I mean, I just went down a rabbit hole of dementia people.
Mm-hmm.
Just their kids walking in and then being like, get away from me, I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, but they have good days
and
bad
days.
They're still
horny though. A man walks in and they're like, Michael.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dementia women, if you like, there'll be daughters who are like, she only wants to talk to my husband, and I'm like, that's just, she's just horny as fuck.
There'll be daughters who...
It'll be a daughter being like, hi mom, and the mom will be like,
when
you
say, why have you had so much exposure to dementia?
I went down a rabbit hole on Instagram about old people with dementia.
Oh, I thought you meant you were in like proximity to them.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, and they would just come in and the
it's weird they're on Instagram.
A lot of old people are being exploited on Instagram.
Yeah, again.
And it's like dementia awareness, and the woman is like, get that thing out of my face.
That seems bad to me. I don't want to.
That is very bad.
Yeah.
You're not doing any of it. You're not looking at it.
Well, I mean, I've been off social media for years now. I hit a point in like 2020 where it's like, I would just like argue with people. Somebody would DM me and be like, that movie sucks. I'd be like, all right. Yeah. Okay, pal.
Face off sucks.
Yeah. And then I would like argue with like just some fucking guy over nothing. Like hours.
I don't get that stuff. What I will do is I'll get creepy people who are like being like, I want to fuck you. I want to da da da. And they'll go on these long things where they become insane. Uh-huh. And then I'll DM them and be like, what do you think is going to happen here? Yeah. And then I get into a whole thing with a psychotic person.
Yeah. Remember that Simpsons episode where they're in the mall and Marge has to distract Homer and she goes, oh, Homer, look, there's that bird you like to argue with. And then Homer goes, oh, well, 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 if it isn't Professor Know-It-All, and he goes and argues with the bird.
Yeah.
That was like me on Instagram, basically. It's just arguing with anybody.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, I know. And it was during COVID, too. So it was like, I would just have not be in my apartment. I'd have nothing to do. I'd open the DMs and just fucking like look for somebody.
God, that's better than what I'm doing. I'm just watching videos of fat people getting their loose skin removed.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at body horror all the time.
No, yeah, you should get back into like movies or TV shows.
You're right.
Yeah,
I will.
Yeah, something a little bit more deliberate. The phone is not good.
The phone is very bad.
It's bad.
It's the devil. Yeah. Are you using ChatGPT?
For what?
I just use it all the time.
But that's for what?
Stop. Everything. Yeah. Diet.
No. Yeah. You're no. Off. Yeah, I'm off that. And yeah, it's kind of nice. You get in the habit of not picking the phone up. You just don't, and then it's like nice to go back to not knowing things, or even like not texting, like having a thought and be like, oh, I want to say this to this person, and then having to wait until you see them. Or can,
and you don't have the fear of becoming irrelevant and invisible.
Irrelevant to who, you know? What,
I get, what you're saying, if I was a monk, but there is a part of me that gets depressed when I'm not being witnessed.
No. Yeah,
you don't have that.
Uh-uh.
It's because you're,
I've made enough money, so I'm like, I'm good.
You're good.
I'm pretty much good.
Not for life.
Probably for life, yeah. I mean, I don't have, like, I can't, like, go spend money wantonly, but yeah, I've invested enough money and...
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
I mean, I'll probably always have to work.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not, like, I'm in a position now where, you know, it's like, unless I got cancer or something, but I have health insurance.
And you're not worried about being surpassed in the comedy community?
I have been surpassed. I've never felt like, what, you know, I mean, I've never been to the fucking top, you know, so I don't like.
I just don't get what the thing perpetuating you forward is. If it's not a kid, or if it's not more of anything, what is it, like, or a garden? It's just, what could it be? Like when you wake up in the morning, you're like, I'm going to get out of bed. Why?
Because I want to have my coffee. And
coffee.
Yeah, I want to have a coffee. I would like to watch the sun come up, you know, maybe go for a walk. Yeah, I like going for a walk, you know.
Maybe the phone is the reason why we have all of the thoughts about accumulation and stuff. And if you cut off the phone, then the coffee becomes the thing. Whereas on the phone, it's telling you to become relevant and to get likes and to be a socialite. But if you turn off the phone, the coffee becomes the thing.
Does that really, this is like striking me as like, I remember there was like this period where it'd be like these articles. It'd be like, Instagram model breaks down and shows herself crying without makeup to show people what they're really like. And it's like, yeah. And then I would see like these articles. It'd be like, people present the best versions of themselves on social media. And it's like, my interaction with social media was always like, this is a place to post jokes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the best version of me.
Yeah, but it's a joke that you want to get a lot of attention.
No, it's something that made me laugh. And I'm like, hey, I'll fucking share it.
Yeah.
And then incidentally, that stuff led to, like, you know, podcasting. And then again, I had fun doing content. That it was funny to me. It was fun to sit with my friends and like find something to laugh at. You know, it's like it never felt like a fucking obligation until it did start to, after like 3 years or so, when it was like, okay, it feels like this is like kind of repetitive and like, it's not really funny to me, and it's, like, going through the motions, but, like, we're making fucking $60,000 to $80,000 a month or whatever the fuck, you know, amount of money it was. And then, you know, well, I mean, we talked about it. It did take a while. Luckily, I mean, like, Stav pulled the trigger. I'm glad he did in retrospect, because otherwise we probably would have just kept doing it indefinitely. But
how many years was it going?
6 years, I think.
6 years you were doing it? Weekly?
Weekly, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it didn't dawn on you to end it until like
After Five like years? After 3 years, it was like, you know, we probably shouldn't do. Okay, it just it stopped being like it did feel it felt repetitive.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, and then thinking about like.
So you think as soon as it gets boring, end a thing.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's like, then what the fuck are you like? Why are you doing any of this?
To stack to get out.
Yeah, but you could go do a real job.
You can't stack the same. You can't.
Yeah, you honestly, you can. I mean, if you look at the amount of time people invest in stand up. It's like, I mean, I've been doing comedy 20 years now at this point. And like, you know, I mean, I've made decent money, but like, I mean, maybe it wouldn't have been in the cards for me. But I mean, I know plenty of people that like seem like they're even like they're like fucking like wasteoids or whatever. And then like, you know, they hit 30 and they meet somebody that's like, yeah, well, you know, we're friends. Why don't you come work at my company? And then they figure out at 30 that they're good at like doing like corporate headhunting or something. Yeah. And then they get like, you know, they make like $300,000 a year suddenly out of nowhere. Like that still kind of exists for some people. That's not to say that it exists for everybody, but like
it is weird when
if you look at it, I mean comedy as a whole, you take it as a whole, how many people have been doing comedy the same amount of time I have that like are still doing a bar show or something once a week and like haven't really made any money. So it's you know,
I think just the goal is to be like Ari Shaffir, where you make shit that you like making.
Yeah.
You put it out where you want to put it out, and then you take 7 months off to go fucking travel and dick around.
Sure, yeah, but that is contrary to what you just said, which is that you do things to stack money.
Yeah, but I think that the hope, I mean, I think that what he's doing is the right way, but I think that you do get sucked into this thing where you can't set your own boundaries. And like I've had to, my agents will be, I'll be like, no to that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get an email 2 days later. That's like, just circling back. Do you want to do this? And I'm like, I just said no to it yesterday. Or like, or with podcasting, it'll be like, you know, if you don't put it out weekly, the ads, da 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 da. Whereas like Ari has figured out some way to be like, no, this is my thing. I'm doing it this way. Yeah. And I'm fucking
Ari probably has his head screwed on better than most,
I think it's the pull. You get pulled from so many different places and you can't until you learn to put your foot down, which I can barely learn to do, to be like, I'm not doing this. But then the second I do it, when I do put my foot down and I take time off, I'm worried that everybody is going to be overtaken, and that when I come back into it.
Who cares?
I care because I have no self-worth. Except for stand-up. It's not like I'm like, I'm a good person without stand-up. I'm like, the only reason I'm worthy is because people think I'm funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not like me walking around as like somebody worthy of love.
Mm-hmm.
I eat so much peanut butter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess maybe I'd understand if there was anything I was like good at. I always felt like stand-up was something that like I could do.
Yeah.
Not that it was like, oh, I gotta be the best at this. It's like just a different, like another way to like be funny or get to the end goal, which is like just, you know, myself laughing at things.
Yeah.
You know, but I imagine like what if I could do like backflips or something, or
if you could do backflips,
or if I was like a monster truck driver or something, something a little bit more like quantifiable that.
Would you be able to put it down yourself?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I can't. I mean, I'm so good. I drive Gravedigger.
Right.
You know.
So you always thought you were just so-so.
Yeah, I guess.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't get the being surpassed thing. I don't.
You just have to think that because you know that everybody thinks that you're the best stand-up, and that if you kept doing it, you would be best. So you just are like, I'm ducking out.
That's your framework?
Crazy. I think that's your framework.
No, I don't do, like, this is what's crazy to me is, like, I haven't really been a fucking stand-up the entire time I was in New York. I did stand-up for, like, 2 years.
Bradley Cooper the other day was like, Nick Mullen is the best fucking blah, blah, blah.
I've never met him.
I know, but everybody thinks you're the best.
But, like, all of our friends, like, for the last 10 years, like, in New York, I've been a guy with a podcast. Like, I didn't do stand-up.
Right, but maybe you've been able to sit in this like place of a king because you haven't actually tried. So, and everybody still thinks if you did try, you would fucking break the.
But I have tried. Like, you can see where I've done it. It's not like I'm not doing it at all. And it's like, oh, but if I did, I do it. Like, you know, I mean, I did tour for like 2 years. Which is nice. Thanks to the people that
you toured. Thanks half, to the people you were sleeping
that it did do stand up throughout the fucking pandemic. I found it on my phone. Like it's like, you know, the memories thing.
Yeah.
And it was like a screenshot from Of Mice and Men where George is shooting Lenny in the head. And I don't know who I had sent it to, but I labeled like George as a COVID and Lenny as Brooklyn comedians.
Oh, yeah.
And these Zoom shows.
The Zoom shows was crazy.
And when COVID hit, because I actually had shows. I had not done stand-up in a while, but I planned like a string of shows for March of 2020, and then COVID happened, and I was like, let's cancel them immediately.
Yeah.
And, I saw everybody having to cancel shows, and I was like, dude, I nailed it.
Yeah.
I fucking nailed getting out of stand-up. And then seeing people, I was like, it's never coming back. I'm like, it's dead for us. This is already a dying medium, and now it's completely dead. And then, you know, everyone who continued doing stand-up is now worth $800 million.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fucking insane. The amount of money.
I kept doing it through COVID.
Yeah, no, not me. I didn't do shit. I was like, it's dead. I'm like, it's never fucking.
No, it's bigger than ever.
It's bigger. It's insane.
Because of shit like this. Because people listen to podcasts like this and they during get really COVID, close.
Yeah, they got into podcasts and then they, you know.
Dude, it's I mean, I remember finding myself listening to like Mike Feeney on Twitch and being like, this is comforting me, which is insane.
Mike Feeney?
Yeah, Mike Feeney, like trying playing a video game. Mike Feeney, Brendan Sagalow.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Like Mike has one of those names where it's like it's his face decouples from his name so easily for me.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Feeney is very much his name. Mike is hard.
Yeah.
Feeney, if he was just Feeney.
Somebody referred to Ian as Ian. Like they said Ian instead of Ian Fidance.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, who the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
They're like, totally. Ian. I'm like, what do you mean Ian? Do you ever, I mean, you're in close proximity to him, so you call him Ian all the time. But I guess I call him Ian too. But there was like, it was something where him as just Ian. Like didn't work.
Yeah, it's like the fact that Hillary Clinton's name is Hillary is crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The people are like, Hillary, come in here.
Yeah.
Hillary?
Right.
Has the same name as Hillary Duff? Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird.
That's a really weird one. There's a lot of people that are
weird. Donald Trump's name is Donald.
Oh yeah. That is crazy. Yeah. The only one that makes sense is Obama.
Yeah, right.
Oh no, that's not his first name. His first name is Barack. Barack is crazy.
Barack, like, yeah.
Barack, can you come here for a second? That's a wrestler.
No, but it would be
Barack?
Weird.
Barack?
Barry is when it's weird. It's like that people
Barry
call him
makes
Barry.
More sense with his goofy ass. Barack sounds like a wrestler. Sounds like a WrestleMania wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Or you're thinking of Baraka from Street Fighter.
I'm thinking of The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Barack Johnson.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you're doing it. I don't feel like you've given me a good enough answer on how you're not going to have an existential meltdown, but
I feel like I'm too old for that shit.
You're not that old.
Yeah, I know, but that's like, you got to grow out of it. Like, if you're not, this is what I mean. You're going to end up like your mom. Either you can decide, there's nothing wrong with my mind and I'm fine and I'm done with these crises or whatever. I'm 57 years old and I've made it. Or you can kill yourself. But the window, it's like, you've already missed. It's like, you know, you have an opportunity to be like, you can be crazy until you're 30, you know? And then if you want to continue being, it's time to kill yourself at 30 if you're going to be crazy.
Okay, so no more crazy.
No more crazy.
No more false.
No more existential crises. What do you got? You probably made good money now at this point.
Yeah.
What's your net worth? You bought a house.
I don't know.
You know.
My net worth?
Yeah.
How would I know that?
You know, you add up the money in your bank account plus all your assets and you subtract the liabilities.
I have to my name probably like.
Okay. Yeah. So you got to work for.
Come on. Yeah, How much do you have?
Mine?
Yeah.
You want to edit it out?
Yeah. Edit it out? You just made me do it.
Yeah. I know. You could edit that out too.
No.
I'm worried people might kidnap me if they find out.
Okay. Okay. Great. Edit his out.
$675 million.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, how?
I'm lying. I don't
know. Oh, okay.
I don't have that. No chance. No.
If your current nicotine pouches taste like something you found at the bottom of your grandfather's drawer, it's time for an upgrade. Lucy Breakers have a flavor capsule inside each one that you break to release the wave of flavor. With options like berry, citrus, mango, apple cider, there's a flavor for every mood you're in. I'm currently using them. I really like them. I pop the breaker before I put them in just to get it going. You can even get a subscription to ensure you never run out. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/RIP and use promo code RIP to get 20% off your first order. Lucy even has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that's lucy.co and use code RIP to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Get it, pop it, smack it, dap it. They are pretty good.
The question, like, what, how are you not killing yourself because you don't like have stand up? It's like,
it's not about stand up. It's not about stand up. It's about not having meaning. It's about not being producing something that people are going to see. But you're working on stuff.
Yeah, but even then, outside of that, it's like, I get it. I enjoy consuming things too.
Right, but there's so much consumption without output. That's what I don't get. Like, I don't get, my mom just consumes so many YouTube videos on everything, on biological evolution, and then there isn't, like, a blog. And I'm like, where is this going?
Yeah.
In a crazy filing cabinet?
Yeah. Well, that's just what the psyllium husk is for. That's what produces, that's where you get the output.
But who are you talking to?
Nobody. I had two Guinness Zeros for lunch. I brought this up on Stav's podcast also, but I mean, this is real. I just came, I had time to kill and then ended up killing too much time, but I went to
when did you do Stav's?
Like a week and a half ago. I think they might have edited it out because I mentioned the Guinness Zero like right after his Twisted Tea
plug.
And then I asked him, I'm like, can I mention other drinks? And he said it was fine.
What is Guinness Zero? Guinness Zero alcohol?
Are you sober? It's non-alcohol. Yeah, I'm sober. It's non-alcoholic Guinness. And it's amazing.
Really?
It's really good.
Yeah, but it's carby.
Yeah, but I mean, okay.
Is it good?
I mean, it's either that or like a Pepsi Zero. But yeah, it's good.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy that Pepsi's allowed to say zero.
Why?
Because Coke Zero was first, and then Pepsi's like, yeah, same.
Yeah, ditto.
Yeah.
Aren't they all owned by the same?
Now? They're all owned by the Mossad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
You have no choice but to drinks
it. When you take a sip of that, there's a baby dick in it and you're actually sucking the blood.
Have you ever had the Sunkist, either zero or fucking no sugar Sunkist?
No, is it good?
It's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I love a no sugar.
Yeah, it's real. It's crazy how good it is.
I think that's why I have all these
wells. Even when I was a kid, orange soda, I was like, that's crazy.
It's so good.
Yeah, I mean, well, like
the one in the thing, Orangina.
Orangina is not orange soda though. That's like effervescent, like orange juice. I used to love Orangina. That was big for me. My dad would go to the beer store, go to the deli, and then I would get my Orangina. And the deli we'd go to get beer, they had like big inflatable like beer bottles and stuff, and like an inflatable like Budweiser blimp that hung from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I'd get my fucking Orangina. But Orangina like went away, and then it came back, and it was in a skinnier bottle that like sucked.
What did it used to be in? Perfectly round.
Yeah, no, it was like this fat, kind of like teardrop shaped.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Like genie bottle almost with the texture to it. Yeah, it was like an oil lamp.
Yeah.
And that shit was good, but it's like French or something. It's not, and nobody bought it. People didn't drink Orangina.
Really?
Yeah, so it went away.
I drink it all the time. You know what else I ate? Remember those chocolate oranges?
I mean, you haven't drank it in 5 years, or you would
when
know.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, you would all know. Time. But not as an adult. And
no.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, that's why it disappeared.
Why?
I don't know. They lost to, like, San Pellegrino, I guess. San Pellegrino is, like a sparkling.
They didn't promote it as a rich beverage. It did seem like a poor person thing.
Orangina?
Yeah.
Did it?
I mean, I was drinking it, and I was trash.
I don't know. I mean, I went looking for... In fact, recently, I've had a hankering for Orangina. Because I remember not seeing it forever. And then a couple of years ago, I saw it again in, like, a skinnier bottle. And it might have even been plastic. It wasn't even glass anymore.
See?
Like, this is bullshit.
It went downhill.
Yeah. And then...
it's Tang now. Remember Tang? It's a kick in the glass.
I do remember Tang. I also remember a famous story of my cousin's... convincing my grandma to give them, like, it was either my grandma was confused or something, but like they found Metamucil in the cabinet when they were kids. My grandma was babysitting them, and they were like, can we have the Tang? And my grandma was like, sure, whatever the fuck this is. And they started Tang, and they drank like a pitcher of Metamucil,
which is laxative.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's like the psyllium husk shit. And then they were shitting all over the house.
Wow.
Very funny story.
That is a good story. That is a good family story.
Yeah, yeah. Metamucil. I might switch to the psyllium husk actual powder. I've been taking the capsules. This is new for me.
The powder's crazy, and it gives you hollow farts.
Does it?
It gives you like, rah, and it like rips out your ears as it comes out. It fires out.
Yeah.
And it's long, hollow farts.
I might switch. I've been taking the capsules, but you got to take, I found that you have to take a decent amount of them.
We used to give my friend psyllium husk and then light his farts on fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what's it called? Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah. So with his asshole splayed.
Yeah.
Burned his butthole hair once, a little bit.
Yeah, that's crazy that you can produce flammable gas.
It is crazy.
Yeah. You ever think about, like, your stomach acid, too? Like, no. You have, like, acid in you that if it touched your skin, it would burn you.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Or would it just wear it down?
No, if you let stomach acid sit on your...
What do you mean? I've barfed on a dude's cock before.
Yeah, but he didn't, like, he wiped it off, probably.
No.
He wasn't, like...
He was dead.
Well, then he's probably already, like, decomposing in other ways, and you just didn't notice.
Yeah.
It. But it would look like that. If you left vomit on you for, like, more than 10 to 15 seconds... No, probably. It'd take longer than that. But, yeah, I think the acid in there would start to, like, fucking digest your own skin.
I bet there's a bunch of stuff in there that would be bad. The liver's got to have shit in there that's breaking stuff down.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. I don't know. What does the liver do?
If they can make food in the poop, there's stuff that has got to stay inside on the outside.
They make food in the poop?
If your stomach is turning food into poop,
yeah.
There's no way that's on the outside doing things.
Yeah. I can't wait until they can replace basically fucking everything. I want to keep my heart. I like that. There's something poetic about it. But everything else, machine.
Yeah, the heart has got to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes do you ever lay on it weird?
What?
Your heart.
No, how is that possible?
I don't know. You ever just lay on it and you feel it beating?
I feel it beating a lot. Yeah.
And you're like, do you?
That's like probably the worst part about doing blow.
Yeah.
You get home at night and you can just hear your heart
screaming.
And you're like, I'm sorry.
The worst part about doing blow is when you have to stop doing blow.
You apologize to your fucking body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
I can't do coke. I can't even be near it.
Yeah, I had a bad experience a couple of years ago and then just never touched it again.
What happened?
I think I had like a panic attack or maybe something like a heart attack. I'm not sure. But like I couldn't breathe. I couldn't keep my head up. My heart was like beating like I don't know, like 150 beats per minute.
It sucks when you're on coke and you do this. It sucks.
But it was like fluttering and not really. And I couldn't talk and it lasted all night.
You're white. You're gray.
Yeah, yeah. I was like fucked up. And then...
My friend had that, and I just drove him outside the emergency room because we were so fucked up on coke that we were just like, we'll just be near it.
Yeah.
And then if you die, I'll rush you in there.
Yeah.
And then he was okay.
Yeah.
Which is why I think it's mostly panic.
Mostly panic, but if you were to have a heart attack, it would manifest the same way. It's like you can like have a heart attack and just kind of fucking like tough it out, basically.
Really?
Yeah, but you're also doing like damage to your heart.
What? You can tough it out?
Yeah.
Like breathe through it?
Yeah, well, like a heart attack's like a constriction of, there's like different types of heart attacks you can have, but it's basically a heart attack is when there's like a lack of like just blood flow to the heart itself. And so then it's like a constriction or a blockage in the coronary artery, I think.
Yeah.
And so what happens is
describing it exactly scientifically and then saying, I think.
I think what it is, but the definition of a heart attack is your heart basically is a lack of blood flow to the heart itself as a muscle. And as a result, your heart tissue starts dying.
Yeah.
You know, and the problem with that is you're born with a certain amount of, like, you don't generate new heart tissue. Once it dies, it's gone. Yeah.
My dad had two heart attacks. I'm pretty sure they grossed him out so bad, like the feeling of the heart beating grossed him out so bad that it perpetuated the heart attack more.
Yeah.
You know, like his heart was beating from cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah. So basically their goal is to, like, open the arteries up in your heart so that your heart can get, you know, oxygenated blood again.
But how can you muscle through that?
Like if eventually it's like if it's like a some sort of like constriction of the blood vessel or like a blockage that sort of like passes or something. I don't know. I know that it's like you can have something that feels like a heart attack or cause it just by like being on coke and then like your blood vessels like constrict. Like you can have that happen in your.
But sometimes do you ever have the thing where it's just at night and you feel the double bounce? Like it almost feels like your heart has like a little.
Yeah, sometimes they'll like skip a beat or miss a beat or whatever.
I think it's more resilient.
I think that's actually like that's probably good that that happens. I think you want your heart to not be as like regular or something. Isn't that like what's called? What is it called? HRV.
That's like a Honda.
The more I think the more like variance there is in between each individual heartbeat is like indicative of your like there's the what is it the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. There's a good one. There's one that means you're not stressed out.
Wait, if it's the same beat all the time, that's worse.
If there's more variance in between each individual heartbeat, in general.
Oh, that makes sense because it's malleable. It's like moving around with your body. Right,
yeah, it's more responsive.
That's
why
athletes have a resting heart rate of 40.
Yeah.
Because their body knows when they're running around to get active.
Yeah, kind of.
Whereas if you're a big fat guy, you sit down.
I have this theory too. I was talking to Kenny DeForest about it before he died. So shows what he knows. But yeah, it was, we were talking about like, cause he was, you know, he's in his mid thirties too.
How old was he when he died?
Like 37, I think 36, 37. But I saw him, we did shows in, Salt Lake City, I think.
Right before he died?
Not right before, maybe 6 months before. We were talking about like, you know, like people say, people like make excuses. You're like, oh, and I did it earlier. You know, it's like, oh, you turn 30 and, you know, things start slowing down and they start hurting. It's like just an excuse as to why you're fat. And it's like, no, you get like, it's almost like in a glass half full sort of way, you get more efficient. And so your body learns how to like conserve better. So it makes you lazier.
Right.
And then like, it's almost like the second you sit down, you're immediately like detraining because your body's like, oh, well, I'm very good at sitting, so I know how to do this. So if you take like one day off of exercise, you have no energy the next day because your body immediately knows like, whoa, I don't need energy.
It's adapting quicker. It's adapt.
Yeah. It almost feels like that's the case.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because as a kid, I could eat like so many pizzas. I mean, I got fat, but not nearly as fat as I would get now.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to like, you have to rev it up. It's like kinetic energy. When you're a kid, it just kind of keeps moving. And then as you slower it, you have to like start it going.
This is what I mean by podcast. I've like psychic trauma from spending years like saying things like this.
You've already
said
that?
And then even qualifying them being like, I don't know. This is what I think. I'm saying this casually.
You know what happens to me? I forget that we're podcasting.
Yeah. Well, I say things like, yeah, I think this is the case. And then it's like, you're completely wrong, and people are like, this is gotta
be... Yeah, but people love saying you're wrong
people,
in the comments.
This has got to be the dumbest guy I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, no, I just don't really care.
Yeah.
But here's what I can't do. Sit here in silence. I can't be like, well, I don't know.
You're right. So we just have to say shit.
You just have to keep fucking saying.
No, you're right. That's really fucked up.
Shit.
It is really fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't. We've been going for 2 hours.
Right. And then, well, that's what I mean.
We could stop.
You know, you're like, well, it's like you almost at this point, I would need like an attorney to be like, stop. Like, I need like, just stop. Like the audience is like the FBI or the police. And
nobody can stop us. There's not even somebody coming in
and
here. You
like,
think somebody would come in.
Podcasting feels like I'm trying to talk my way out of a DUI, and I have an attorney telling me I'm the attorney.
You don't
also
have to talk. You're already
it's
out
like
of the
deal. You're getting a fucking, you're going to jail, and everything you say is making it worse. And I'm like, yeah, but what if I keep saying stuff? Eventually, maybe.
I'll really get out of it.
Yeah, I will this time.
What do you think? You're going to strike gold or something?
What?
Talking about aortas?
Strike gold? No, yeah. I don't know. I just don't know what.
There's just no way to end.
There's just no way to. Yeah.
It's also.
Is
kind
it
of
on
fun.
Me too? Am I supposed to be like, hey, thanks everybody?
No.
Oh, I was waiting.
We can end whenever.
No.
There was a couple times that I said, "Do you want to end?"
Did
and
you?
We kept going. Yeah.
Oh. Oh no, I didn't even.
But I'll keep going forever, and I'll just have Harry edit it.
But that's what I mean. You're like, what, like, what, like, don't you worry that there's not like any kind of output, and like the output has to be something with intention.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you say, you even said, I forgot that I'm podcasting because you're not doing anything. Right
now. No, I'm doing something. We're having a podcast that isn't directed around being funny and that's just more existential.
But it's not even existential.
It is. You don't know
it's,
that
no,
it is, but it is.
It's not existential. It's
it
like
is.
Trying to remember what is a heart attack.
No, you're not remembering that. We've talked about getting old. I've asked you a lot of existential questions. I asked you about what it's
what
like to not
got,
be stand-up.
In what way is it existential? By what definition is it existential?
Because it's not contrived.
But that's not what existential means.
Okay.
I mean, it is contrived. We're sitting in a studio.
It's not contrived. You're just talking to me.
We just had a whole section or whatever about how you feel like you're forced to continue speaking because there's a very imposing...
But if I'm forced to continue speaking, at least I'm not like, you know, farting into the microphone.
But that would at least, that would be impressive.
This is impressive. Yeah. We've been going for 2 hours. This is impressive. Just talking, debating.
No, people do this all the time. People
can do right, but this is on camera, and at least it's authentic.
But it's not authentic.
It is authentic.
No, because it's on camera, so it's not authentic.
No, those aren't, no. You forgot those are there.
If we had an authentic conversation.
Okay, let's do that. Go.
It would be 2 hours of
crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so edit that out too.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of editing out. That was funny when we did that, like, we did Stobbs podcast, but it was me and Adam.
Yeah.
And then Adam's gotten so used to being able to just be like, yeah, edit that out with the other show that he like tried to pull that with, where he'll bring something up, talk about it.
Yeah.
And be like, just take that out. And it's like, well, this isn't your show. So, no. How long have we going? Oh, shit.
I gotta go. Stop whenever.
Yeah. I gotta go. I forgot I have a prior engagement.
We're done.
Okay.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.